Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 791 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. US President Joe Biden signed the bill that envisages about $61 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine, reports Interfax Ukraine. The president said that this is literally an investment not only in Ukraine's security, but in Europe's security. Biden also reminded Americans that the funds to support Ukraine are also an investment in the US defense industry, as they will be producing replacements for the weapons being sent to Ukraine. After the signing, the Pentagon announced a new military aid package for Ukraine worth $1 billion, reports LBUA. The latest package entails the direct provision of military support from American Army warehouses. It includes a variety of weapons, including AIM-7 and AIM-9M missiles, Javelin anti-armor weapons and Stinger anti-aircraft missiles, 155 and 105mm shells, including cluster shells, ammunition for HIMARS, 60mm mortar rounds, anti-tank mines, Claymore anti-personnel mines and obstacle-clearing munitions, as well as Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, MRIP and Humvee armored vehicles, logistics support vehicles and tactical vehicles to tow and haul equipment. Ukraine will also receive small arms and additional rounds of small arms ammunition specifically for countering drones, precision aerial munitions, airfield support equipment, night vision devices, spare parts, and other ancillary equipment. According to the media sources, Ukraine will receive long-range ATACMS missiles, reports European Pravda. The media do not provide details on the number or range of ATACMS included in the new $1 billion package. At the same time, Jake Sullivan, national security advisor to the US president, confirmed media reports that Ukraine has already received ATACMS missiles back in March. Sullivan said that in February, US President Joe Biden ordered that Ukraine be provided with a significant number of ATACMS missiles for use inside Ukraine's sovereign territory. Biden's advisor noted that Washington made the decision on ATACMS after Russia used North Korean ballistic missiles against Ukraine and began massive attacks on civilian infrastructure. Sullivan also reiterated that the main reason for not providing Ukraine with ATACMS had been their low number, but these were overcome by ordering a significant batch of the missiles from the manufacturers. Sullivan also acknowledged that the armed forces of Ukraine lost some territory in the east, including Avdiivka, due to the delay in approving aid to Ukraine. Quote, "Over the past 6 months, Ukraine has had to ration ammunition. That has resulted in the loss of some territory in the east, including the city of Avdiivka," unquote. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky thanked President Biden, the US Congress, and all Americans who realized the need to take the wind out of Putin's sails, not to submit to him, as only then will there truly be fewer threats to freedom. Quote, "Today, President Biden signed into law the support package passed by the US Congress, including support for Ukraine. The 6 months pass is now over. No matter what anyone says, we are securing the support we need to further protect lives from Russian attacks," unquote. He informed that Ukraine worked with the US to design the support package announced yesterday and fill it with the weapons Ukrainian warriors need. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba earlier also thanked the US but encouraged Western allies to increase weapons manufacturing to bolster aid for Ukraine. He emphasized that renewed US military support is not enough to defeat Russia. Kuleba said that Ukraine's allies should move from, quote, "expressing condolences and sympathy to Ukrainians and promising to help with recovery, to preventing loss of life and destruction of the country," unquote. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia wants to disrupt the upcoming peace summit, which is to be held in Switzerland on 15-16 June, reports Radio Liberty. According to the information from Ukrainian intelligence, Moscow aims to reduce the participation of countries and prevent any progress in the question of reaching peace in Ukraine. The Ukrainian government changed the rules of issuance of Ukrainian passports to Ukrainian men aged 18 to 60, reports Espresso. From now on, they will only be able to obtain these documents at a territorial agency or territorial unit of the State Migration Service in Ukraine. Such passports may not be sent to a foreign diplomatic mission of Ukraine to be issued as before. These requirements do not, however, apply to Ukrainian men aged 18 to 60 who have the right to cross the border during martial law, meaning those who are not fit for service. Reuters reports, citing Eurostat, that as of January 2024, about 4.3 million Ukrainians are living in EU countries, of whom about 860,000 are adult men. Polish Defense Minister Władysław Kosiak-Kamysz has said that Warsaw is ready to help Ukraine get men of military age back to, quote, fulfill their civic duty, unquote, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Quote, I think many Poles are outraged when they see young Ukrainian men in hotels and cafes, and they hear how much effort we have to make to help Ukraine, unquote. Poland has granted temporary protection status to 950,000 Ukrainians, the second largest number after Germany. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.